my understanding that some 10,000 cattle might have been lost already, maybe even more out on the Eastern Plains. We're going to try to figure out how we can provide disaster emergency assistance to all of those who have been affected. And I intend to work with the same coalition of Western Democrats and Republican senators that pushed disaster emergency efforts forward last year to see how we might be able to provide that additional assistance in the upcoming months. We're working closely with the state of Colorado and with FEMA on the disaster declaration. We are working with USDA and making sure that the authority that USDA has and the current dollars that are already appropriated to USDA for disaster emergency are used to help those who have been impacted by the blizzard. They sent a letter to Secretary Johans when we first got into this emergency situation a week or so ago, asking him to make sure that they expedited all the relief efforts available at USDA. We'll continue to push the Department of Agriculture to do that. The highlights of that include the ban on gifts and meals and travel paid for by all lobbyists, closing the revolving door between members of Congress and K Street, and doing some other things that will move the government from doing its work in secret to doing its work in an open process. I think this ethics reform package is important because it helps clean up the halls of Congress so that we have a government that hopefully will be able to earn the respect and trust of the American people. I also think the legislation doesn't go far enough because I think that the problems in Washington, D.C. extend beyond the Congress. This is only one branch of government. I think that these same ethics rules should also be applied to members of the executive branch, including the White House. In addition to increasing the minimum wage for people in the United States, what we ought to do is to go ahead and help small businesses with small business tax credits. Specifically, two of the credits that we're looking at are the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, where employers who hire veterans and teens and other people will receive a tax credit for hiring some of these people who are either entering their first-time job or who are disabled or who are veterans or who fall into these categories. It's a way of incentivizing the employment of people in these small businesses. We'll also be looking at other tax credits to offset some of the costs that the small businesses will incur with minimum wage increase.